Elva, we start with something very popular in the area, Earth Day, and there are a number of festivals in Desert Exposure. I see here you have profiles of two Earth Day events, one in Alamogordo and one in Silver City.
Silver City celebrates Earth Day on April 20th, which is a Saturday. The businesses all come out and they have booths and they do everything from selling plants to shredding your papers and sending them to green places. Alamogordo also does the same thing. There are many, many booths available, many, many activities.
But I see that Alamogordo's is on April 27th.
Right.
A week later. Okay.
A week later. So you could go to both if you wanted
to. All right. And we invite folks to come to the Earth Day celebration in downtown Las Cruces as well on Earth Day on April 20th. I will be there along with other KRWG staff. We are celebrating Earth Day at the festival in downtown Las Cruces. All right, Elva, I see you also have a feature story in the April edition of Desert Exposure on Fort Selden. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a general exploration of Fort Selden, just letting you know what's happening there and providing some quick fun facts that everybody should know about.
Okay, great place to visit in our area. This is interesting. Silver City has a nonprofit organization that is doing a study. Tell me about that.
So Southern New Mexico ACT is hosting a feasibility study for makerspaces and incubators in Grant County. They have a lot of potential. They could lead to some great things involving the arts, food production, and opportunities for youth after-school programs.
All right. We also have a new visitor center. Tell me about that.
The folks at the Fort Bayard Volunteers and Santa Clara Village have come together to put together a visitor center at the old National Guard Armory. They have lots of historical materials there, photos and exhibits, and are welcoming everybody to drop by and see what they've done.
All right. I remember last month we talked about Columbus, New Mexico and Palomas, Mexico, because of their big annual event where they mark Pancho Villa and his unfortunate visit to the United States. But you have another story this week that's very interesting, something I was not aware of that is happening in Palomas, Mexico.
There's a Border Partners organization which crosses the border into Palomas, helping to provide some relief to the extreme poverty that can be seen there. They have been helping residents build greenhouses and develop their own businesses and create sustainable ways to stay alive and to feed their children.
Very interesting, and it's so great to see that outreach. We did a story a couple of years ago. It actually made the national news on how children from Palomas travel across the border every day to go to school in New Mexico. And so this is just another example of our reaching out across the border and doing great things. We wrap up this week in Tularosa with a big art and music festival.
Red Reeds and Roses is the name of the festival. And Tularosa is inviting people from all across the state to join them in their celebration, bringing art and music to the town. They on their newly revised Granado Street, which has recently, part of the Main Street program, been beautifully recreated. Local history specialist Joe Ben Sanders will be telling tales on stage, and there will be live music as well as a lot of fun things.
A lot of fun stuff and art. All right. We will look for that in Tularosa. And that is coming up, I see, on April 27th. All of these stories are in the April edition of the fabulous Desert Exposure. Elva, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me here, Fred.